This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Adley Rutschman. He was always going to be under a microscope after that dreadful second half to last season. And he got off to a strong start. First 13 games, he reached base. And he's reached base in every single game he's played in besides two. The issue is the lack of regularity, where he had 3 hits in the first game, didn't have a multi-hit game until Sunday when he hit a home run to cut the lead to 18 runs.
Yeah, cut it 24-2, Bone.
So Adley,
clutch.
He had two games.
Adley Clutchman.
Yes, he had 2 hits there, and he's 3 for his last 29 at the plate. And you just look at the numbers, 208 batting average, 299 on base, 390 slug, 689 OPS. And we'll get into the underlying metrics in a few, but some splits that differ year over year in this very limited sample size. He's hitting better as a lefty this year compared to last year. 790 OPS as a lefty compared to 432 as a righty. And you look at last year where he was a much better hitter right-handed. 902 OPS compared to as a lefty, 631.
But the year before was the other way.
Yes. So now it's flip-flop.
Musical chairs.
Snip, snap, as Michael Scott once said. Not hitting well with runners in scoring position like the rest of this club. 100 batting average with runners in scoring position. This year, he is hitting much better when catching. 789 OPS in 15 games catching compared to 385 OPS when DHing.
Now, DHing
it's only,
tonight.
It's only been 5 games. It's been a very, very small sample size. So we'll see if that continues to bear out. But Adley, the numbers aren't great, but the metrics are saying that he's been very unlucky. Where you look at the slugging percentage, 390. Expected slugging percentage is 535. Yeah. That is a massive difference. He's in the 86th percentile there. His old baseball savant page is a lot of red. Where you want to be. But the results haven't been there. 76th percentile in batting average. 78th percentile in barrel percentage. 99th percentile in squared up percentage. He's not chasing. 91st percentile there. 92nd percentile in whiff percentage. His pop time has been up this year a lot, 92nd percentile, but
he's in better shape.
He's not exactly throwing
accurately to the wrong side of the bag.
Because the caught stealing above average is the bottom third percentile.
Yeah, that's never going to change, by the way. He's never going to control the run game. He's in his prime right now. This is as good as it's going to get with that.
Where he's really struggling, guys, is breaking balls. He's hitting a dreadful 0.45 against breaking balls this year. But the barrel percentage is up, the exit velocity is up, the hard hit percentages are up, but the production is still down, much like we saw last year. So I'm with Bordy in the fact that this doesn't look like it did last year, where he was floundering. But that being said, we did expect much more production than this thus far.
There's a few things for me here. You can scout off the eye test. You can scout off the old school stats. You can scout off Baseball Savant. And you can kind of put it all together and make your own determinations. The caliber and quality of at-bat, the degree of want and desire and fight, the seemingly having a plan, he's night and day now to what he was then. My concern is, last year, I said it before, I'll say it again, a lot of this got into his head. And then the bad habits seeped in, and between him and the skipper and the 5,000 hitting coaches and all the wizards and warlocks, nobody could put Humpty Dumpty back together again. My fear is, if the process is not getting better results, that he does decide tonight's the night I hit two home runs and I start dropping my back shoulder and I start teetering. I start losing my balance. And when I drop my back shoulder, now one of my knees comes down. And the next thing you know, I'm swinging like, you know, Greg Luzinski. Like, that's my concern is, and you know what my other concern is? He's got no protection in the lineup. He doesn't have Santander behind him, a switch hitter who, no matter who's pitching, he might take you deep, right? Westy hasn't been healthy, and Westy's off to a slow start. They're platooning first baseman. I mean, Mounty's got bad luck. I mean, I think Mounty knows his future's not here. There's a lot of stuff that's not working in their favor as a hitting just group right now. And I fear a couple more weeks of Adley not getting the payoff he wants for what he's putting into these at-bats, that things start, here's a little slip, there's a little slip, here's a bigger slip, and he's got to wear it for everybody else because he's the oldest of the regular guys who matter.
Well, Brandon Hyde alluded to that, I believe, Friday night when he was saying that, yeah, there were a lot of young guys that got into funks and then weren't able to get out of it, and I'm sure he was in somewhat referencing Adley Rutschman there, where you kind of just stick the course and eventually the baseball gods...
He's not young for me anymore. He's a 1-1 college kid who was supposed to be defensively ready for the majors when you got him. So, like, I don't want to hear he's in his age 27 season. This is it.
I'll say this. I've been pleased with the quality of the at-bat, and he has run into bad luck, but I'd be lying if I said I don't have some of the concerns Jason has that if the thing keeps going the wrong way, that he starts to press. Oh, and I'm with Jason on the defense. Like, it is what it is at this point. We're watching random catchers be able to throw the first base side of the bag and control running games against the Orioles, but Adley Rutschman can't control the running game on a day-to-day basis.
No?
They will be lucky if he's Matt Wieters.
Yeah.
If he has Matt Wieters' career, at this point, I'd say they'd be lucky. Like, I think that's the best case scenario.
I think he can be Matt Wieters.
Yeah.
I think it can be Matt Wieters. I don't know about defensively, but
I'm talking about the whole kit and caboodle. Yeah. Like, I don't think he's going to be Matt Wieters because Matt Wieters is better in a lot of respects defensively.
Yes.
So, like, in its totality, I don't think he's Matt Wieters. He sure as hell ain't JT Realmuto and the stuff we were being sold.
No. Hey, coming up next, if you didn't get enough bone, well, wait, there's more. It's bounce back, fallback. Does Jason's streak beating my ass continue? You'll find out next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.